Open your Bible with me to Revelation chapter 13, please. Revelation chapter 13. If this is the first time in Calvary Chapel, welcome. We study the Word. Instead of depending on the emotional hype, we study the Word. We go through the Word of God systematically from verse 1 of the chapter 1 of that book, and we finish it. And that's what we call the expository study. By doing so, we get to learn the full counsel of God. We believe the Word of God is powerful and active, sharper than a two-edged sword. So we believe the Word of God will do its job while we're studying the Word. So please study the Word with me together, and you will learn a lot of things. All right, let's start. Devil is never has anything original. He always copy and twist, pervert what God has in mind for his selfish and devilish gain. He doesn't want anything, start anything new. Until now, up to now, we've been studying the first half of the tribulation that started right after the rapture for those who are born again Christian. What is the rapture? That means that Jesus is coming down from the heaven. For those who are born again, he's going to take us back to heaven where we belong. And those who don't believe Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior will be left behind. That's the beginning of a tribulation. Some of you say, well, that's not going to happen because according to my Bible, the way I believe, it's going to be mid-trib or post-trib. The rapture will happen after tribulation or in the middle of the tribulation. It's okay you want to be wrong. That's all right. Just you will find out that when we get to heaven, you say, I know, you said that. So bear with me that we believe it's pre-tribulation. I will explain to you why we believe that way we believe. Now we are going to find from chapter 13, this is the junction, this is the intersection of first and the second half of a tribulation. Now we are going to find the very terrible events called abomination of desolation, done by devil himself. And in the second half of tribulation, we will find the disaster, the wrath of God is coming down on the earth, and the second coming of Jesus Christ, and millennium, and eternal life is starting. So we will going to find out a lot of things from this moment. Before we go any further, let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word we are about to receive. We are asking you, anointing be upon the word, and have mercy on the speaker whose sins are many, and open our heart to receive your word through your wisdom, and let our heart to be changed, our life to be changed. And we also lift up our troops who are in harm's way in Iraq and Afghanistan around the world. Those men and women who are in uniform protecting our freedom. We are lifting up them to you and their families, and especially those who have fallen soldiers' family. Touch their heart and during this difficult time that you may draw them near to yourself and they may find the peace and comfort in you. And also lift up all the law enforcement officers, police officers, and the sheriff deputies, the custom agent, and border patrol, and all those, and all the federal agents, we're asking for your your protection upon them and keep them safe as they're protecting us. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 1 of chapter 13. Then I stood on the stand of the sea, and I saw beast, underline beast for me, please. Rising out of the sea, underline out of the sea, please. Having seven heads, underline seven heads, and a ten horns, underline that too. And on his horns, ten crowns, underline that too, please. And on his head, a blasphemous name. Chapter 12 of Revelation, we found that the vision of the Apostle John has been pretty much stayed in heaven area. Now from chapter 13, we find all of a sudden his vision is on a shift to the earth. And he's standing, finding himself on the sand of the seashore. The sea, in the biblical typology, talking about Gentile nation, according to chapter 17 of Revelation, verse 15. 17, 15, you might want to jot it down, take a look at it. By the way, it is important for you to write it down and see if I'm speaking the truth or not. Because man can lie, but the Word of God will never lie to you. The mention of sea here is indicate Antichrist. If I'm understanding correctly, the beast who is Antichrist is coming out of sea, which means Gentile nations. So he is coming out from the Gentile nation. Does it mean he's a Gentile? I do not believe so. As a matter of fact, he, in my opinion, he is a European Jew. Why does it have to be a European Jew? Because he is a Gentile. He is in European countries, 10 countries. And this person has to be Jew. Why is it has to be Jew? Because they will, Jewish people will accept him as a Messiah. They will not accept any Gentile as a Messiah if he is not Jewish descendant. So I strongly believe that he is a Jewish descendant. And from the one of the 10 crowns, which means nation, you want to jot it down, the crown as a nation. And Satan will bring his own super leader, which is the beast, or known as Antichrist. We find several places mentioned Antichrist in the Bible, at least five different areas. Some of them is Antichrist, plural, and the Antichrist in singular. This is the case for the Antichrist. He's the beast, he's the son of perdition, and he's the man of lawlessness. That mentioned is throughout the Bible and the New Testament. He is the one who is embarking his new career. He was the leader of the 10 nations in European Union, or known as EU. Some of you guys will find out this in the current events. The EU is mentioned throughout the news quite often. So he was the EU's leader. Now he is embarking a new career as a world leader. Don't ever think that by the time of the second half of tribulation, the world will be just as good looking as now. Remember, about close to one third of the entire population has been killed, and another one third has been killed from there. So, starting with the 6.4 billion people, and they end up in about one-third of the population is surviving and the rest of them being killed. That means also that all the property, the high-rise building or the Rancho Sarita will be demolished. I'm not joking. I'm not trying to make a threat to you guys. The country, whole earth will be disaster and nuclear bombs will be all over. This is the end time, folks. This is eschatology, end time prophecy. It's not going to be pre-sight. So if you plan to stick around, you may not find yourself alive. That's the case in point. Now, Antichrist, we have to study the meaning of Antichrist. Anti is prefix. There's two meanings. Number one is instead of. Second one is opposed of. We know majority case is opposed of. So opposed of Christ, that means he's against. In other words, that person, the Antichrist, the beast, is doing everything against Christ. Christ saved our lives. So Antichrist will kill us. And Christ was doing good things for us. Like he's giving love for us. Antichrist will hand out the hatred against us. However, what the people don't know, realize, there's instead of Jesus Christ. Somehow we think the Antichrist is walking around with a pitchfork in his hand, with a long tail and a red pajama suit and the horn on the top of his head. If you're thinking that, or he has an ugly looking guy, you've been watching way too many Hollywood movies. By the way, don't think that devil is counterpart of God. There is no counterpart for God. God is the creator, and devil is a created being. There is no comparison. There is no power comparison chart. God says, you are none, then he is demolished. This Antichrist can replace Jesus Christ in the people's heart. That's what he's doing. If you are into religion, you came to the wrong place. This is not a church for you. If you are looking for a religion, go find some other place that will please your heart. This is a place where you are going to find the truth, you know, about Jesus Christ and eternal life. I have no intention to hand out the religion to you and to make you feel good. I'm going to speak the truth. You may not like it. But that's the fact from the Word of God itself. Instead of Jesus Christ, so he's going to show up as the angel of the light. And he's going to disguise himself. He has a charismatic attitude and character. He's going to charm people. And they're going to endorse him as the world leader. This beast is, by reading the word beast, we can find what kind of character, what kind of origin he is from. God is not thinking that he's a man. He called it simply wild the beast. He's wild, almost like he's considering him as a wild animal. If he considered man, which is the image after God, that's a wrong description. But he said a beast. This man is possessed by Satan himself. How many of you guys have first witnessed man who is possessed by demons? I've done that. It's not a pretty sight. I've seen a woman who is possessed by a demon who is walking around and it's like a completely lunatic. And you might say, well, when was the last time you watched the Twilight Zone movie? No, I didn't watch the Twilight Zone movie. That's a first-hand witnessing from the downtown Tucson. When our family was involved with Home Mission Church there, I had a lot of contact with homeless people. Those homeless people let their heart be controlled by demons. And I'm not making a funny make-up story. It is true. Let me put it this way. If you are born-again Christian, you are possessed by Holy Spirit. You are property of the God. Think the other way around. Reverse way, that means demon can possess you. If you are not a born-again Christian, if you are not living for Christ, you can be possessed by demon. And you're thinking, yeah, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. This is not a weird Friday 13th story. This is a true story that you will find. Either you're for God, you're against God. You make a choice. Again, in biblical typology, the horn represents strength and power. This man, Antichrist, is completely possessed by Satan, as I said. And if the Jesus Christ is God in human form, this Antichrist is man possessed by Satan himself and controlled by himself. Revelation 17, verse 9, identifies seven heads as seven mountains around Rome. Jot it down, take a look at it, and then we'll move on. I wouldn't be surprised if Antichrist set up his headquarters in the city of Rome. Let's continue in verse 2. At this rate, we'll never finish this chapter. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard on the lion that pleased. His feet were like a feet of bear on the lion that also pleased. And his mouth like a mouth of lion on the lion that too. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. I'm sure you remember Antichrist and began his career as peacemaker at the beginning of the first half of the tribulation. He made a covenant with Israel and the Arab surrounding countries and made a covenant to protect Israel for 7 years. So these people, Israeli people, thought since being he is a Jewish descendant and is protecting them from the harm of the Arab nations, they thought he is the Messiah. Not only that, also he managed to build a temple on the Temple Mount area and restore their religious ritual, sacrificial ritual into their society. Three animals I mentioned, the leopard, and the bear and lion. mentioned here can be found in Daniel chapter 7, verse 4 through 8. Daniel chapter 7, verse 4 through 8. Lion is representing Babylon, nation of Babylon. And the bear is representing Medo-Persia. And also leopard is representing Greece. If you notice this, in Daniel chapter 7, Daniel is going through his dream, vision in his dream. Babylon, Medo-Persia, and Greece. In the chronological order. However, if you notice, it's starting in here, verse 2 of chapter 13, is a leopard and a bear and lion, backward. Why is that? Is a misprint? Is the Bible wrong? Absolutely not. Bible is never wrong. Daniel is looking from the past to the future. And Apostle John is looking from the future to the past. So it's a backward. So it's crossing this way. Am I making sense to you? Yes? No? You don't? I hope it makes sense to you. When I was in England and Bulgaria for my mission trip, by the way, I hope you go visit the website. You can read what I've done and during the mission trip. You have a website address in the bulletin. When I visited England and Bulgaria, I noticed a lot of people proudly displaying the EU, European Union flag with a blue background with the stars. I think there's 12 stars around there. It's a circle. They're proudly displaying that and they're making an alliance and pledge to that EU. There are more high-income earners in the EU than United States. And there are more population in EU than United States. And also, they have bigger and better military power than us. What they call, as a matter of fact, we help them. You know what that is? NATO. We put together that group, and now they are using that to make their own military power. When you have a chance, go into Google and type up European Union. See what happened. You will go to the European Union website. And you will find how many organization is already established. There is a council, there is a parliament, and there is a military academy. They are using one system. And another thing I'm finding out is they are using euro. Some of us is called euro dollar. Actually, it's not euro dollar, it's just euro. A couple decades ago, euro was low quality. There was not much value for it at the beginning. However, now it's been for 50 years that euro has been exceeding American dollars. Let me put it this way. There's two countries around the world has most cash reserve than anyone else when it comes to American dollars. Guess who that is? Chinese and Japanese. You know, all those oriental people. They all look alike on top of it, huh? So those two countries are holding the most cash reserve. They're having American dollars. Now, they will come to the point. It's not when, not if, when. Hear me well, please. They will switch to euro dollar, euro money. Once they do that, American dollar will drop. The value will plunge, and the NASDAQ, New York Stock Exchange, S&P will be nothing but a joke. And you're thinking, I didn't come to Sunday morning service to hear this kind of nasty story. Guys, face the fact. It's coming. It will come to the point, it will be another Black Monday. Everything is set up this way, and history is heading that direction. Euro used to be a bad value. Now, 1 euro equal to $1.29 is exceeding. Let's continue in verse 3. And I saw one of his head as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world marveled and followed the beast. At this point of in the tribulation, the Antichrist is mortally wounded. And let's go to the Zechariah 11:17, please. Zechariah 11:17. Zechariah is almost the end of the Old Testament. Zechariah is right after Haggai. I'll give you about 15 minutes to find Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 11, verse 17, please. Are you there yet? Mommy, are you there yet? Chapter 11, verse 17. Let's read. Woe to the worthless shepherd who leaves the flock. A sword will shall be against his arm and against his right eye. His arm shall be completely withered, and his right shall be totally blinded. Okay, let's go back to the Revelation 13. I'm going to ask you to underline mortally wounded. Now, this, when you look at it in Greek text, mortally wounded, it can be translated two ways. One is wounded to death, or wounded to the appearance of death, almost like a death. In other words, some people think that he's dead, or some people thought he's near at the death. From what I gather from the Zechariah 11:17, he's wounded in his arms and the eyes, and probably brain injury too. However, he's not quite dead. And he get healed. Now, at the beginning of this study, what did I say? Devil does not have anything original. He copy and twist and pervert, correct? This is his own way to copy what Jesus did. What Jesus did. He died and resurrected. This is his copy, his version of a copy. All right, continuing in verse 4. So they worshipped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshipped the beast and saying, who is like the beast who is able to make war with him? He was given a mouth to speak against the things that blaspheme, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and those who dwell in heaven. Abomination of desolation literally means abomination that make the desolated. Prophecy came from the Daniel chapter 9, 27. Also, you will find in 11:31, 12:11. I'm going to repeat it one more time so you can write it down. Daniel 9, 27, 11:31, 12:11. According to 11:31, you will find another one who make an abomination of desolation. This is not the abomination of desolation, but this is a preview abomination of desolation. What is it? Antiochus Epiphany, and all known as Antiochus IV, he's a Syrian king who came into the Jerusalem and conquered the entire nation of Israel, and he barged into the holy temple. And he did awful things. What is the one animal they do not eat, the Jewish people don't eat? Huh? Ham, pig, right? Pokey poo. Okay, so guess what he did? He brought this pokey poo and slaughtered in front of priests and sprinkled the pig's blood all over the temple. And not only that, he chopped off this pig and made Jewish priests eat the pig's meat. That's a desolation. Abomination of desolation. However, that is nothing more than preview of a true abomination of desolation by the Antichrist. What did he do? Let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 23, please. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Am I going too fast? Yes? No? Keep up with me, please. Because there's a lot to cover. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. By the way, if you'd like to study more, within about a week or two, we'll have this sermon note posted on the website. When you go to our website, you will find about 200 pages of sermon notes there. Not only the audio files and sermon notes, so it will be helpful to you. Verse 3 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away first come first. The man of sin, or some of your virgins and men of perdition, says, is revealed in the son of perdition, and who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. What he does, he's setting his image in the middle of the Holy of the Holy, and it's within the Holy Temple in the Jerusalem. And he's declaring himself as God in the middle of the Holy Temple. Until now, Jewish people thought that they have the Messiah who built the Holy Temple, who restored their religious ritual. And all of a sudden, they realized the true Messiah came 2,000 years ago. Jesus Christ came from Nazareth. And their heart is going to turn facing to the one true God. However, the persecution against Jewish people will immensely increase. Put yourself in the shoes of the Jewish people who thought this the person, the Antichrist, the beast, as a great leader and came back into life from the assassination. And now, all of a sudden, he is the one who is demanding their worship. Why he's demanding the worship? Do you remember Isaiah? He made himself, Satan made himself, try to exalt himself as Most High so that he may get what? Worship from the people. What he wanted is that he wants to get worship from the people as God, like God. Now, finally, he's getting it. Antichrist is on a roll. He's on Larry King show. He's on Old Frog show. He's on his favorite friend and a buddy, Dan Rather on CBS News, and declaring that he is God. And all the liberal commie pink media will tell him, yeah, he is our God. He's our leader. And they couldn't find a super world leader since the death of the terrorist leader, Yasser Arafat. So they're embracing him hook, line, and sinker, and promoting him as a world leader. Satan will make this beast the great orator, and who his address will just filled with blasphemy against God. Let's continue in verse 7. It was granted to him to make the war with the saint and to underline overcome word, please, overcome them. The authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. Underline, authority was given, please. I told you before, and I will tell you many times more, devil cannot do a thing unless there is the authority is given to him by God. The beast is allowed by God. He was permitted by God to make a war against the saints. Now, some of you say, I told you this is the saint, that this is the church. If you think that way, you have to agree with the mid-tribulation or post-tribulation. However, you're missing out on one point. According to Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus Christ declared the gate of hell would not prevail against the saint. Do you remember that? Matthew 16, 18. If that's the case, if the Satan, the beast, and the Antichrist prevail against the church of Jesus Christ, then what Jesus said become a lie. And Jesus never speak lie. This is not the church. This is the remnant. Those who are left behind because they didn't have Jesus Christ in their heart before the rapture. And after the rapture, they accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and they become a tribulation saint. And they are the one who's going to be persecuted, and they are the one who's going to get killed. All right, let's continue in verse 8. And all who dwell in the earth will worship him. Underline next phrase, please. Whose name has not been written in the book of life. And then, underline next phrase again. Of the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. It's a two separate phrase, please. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. Verse 10. He who leads into the captivity shall go into the captivity. He who is killed with a sword must be killed with a sword. Here is the patient and the faith of the saint. The book of life of the Lamb is the register for those who are born again Christian. If you are not born again Christian, your name will not be in this book. If your name is not in this book, I'm not going to be around bush to you. You will not be in heaven. Unless you are born again, the good work, baptism in the church, or being a relative of somebody, pastor or deacon, doesn't mean a thing to God. Only personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Do you have that assurance in your heart, absolute assurance, beyond the shadow of doubt, that your name is written in your heart, in that book? If you don't have that assurance, today is the day of salvation. I'm going to tell you how to do that at the end of the teaching. Another phrase I asked you on the line is a deeply meaningful title for Jesus Christ. It's a God's plan for the redemption and set place before the foundation of the creation. Folks, God is not saying, oops, what happened? He doesn't say that. He doesn't make the things as he go along. He doesn't come up with a plan B or plan C. It made happen. From the day one, everything is planned. Let's go to the Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, please. Ephesians chapter 4, chapter 1, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Ephesians 1:4. Just as he chose us in him before what? Foundation of the world, that he should be holy without blame before him in love. One more verse. 1 Peter 1:20. Some of you are thinking, why you keep turning the Bible? That's what we did in Calvary Chapel. 1:20 said, he indeed was foreordained, that means Jesus Christ, before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in this last time for you. So salvation through Jesus Christ is not a plan B, folks. This is the way and the life. And no man come unto the Father but through him. God will reward this persecutor against the saint with his own reward of wrath. And we are going to find more in verse 11. Now we had the first beast, and now we find another beast in verse 11. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. Underline the earth, please. This is important, not the sea. And he had a two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercised all the authority of the first beast in his presence and caused the earth, those who dwell in it, worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He performed a great sign, so that he even make the fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of man. And he received those who dwell on earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on earth to make the image of the beast who was wounded by the sword and live. And he was granted power to give breath to the image of beast, and the image of the beast should both speak and cause many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. who is this beast that coming out of the earth? I asked you on the land, beast, earth. It's not from the sea. This one is false prophet, known as false prophet. We know the word Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. There are three distinctive persons in God's head, and they are individual God. Very much God himself, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. If you don't believe Jesus Christ is God, you do have a problem. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he is the brother of Michael the Archangel, you do have a problem. That's what the Jehovah's Witnesses believe. Jesus Christ is God himself, period. No argument. I can prove you to you throughout the Bible. That's where the Christianity is based on, Jesus Christ's deity. This case, they're making counterfeit Trinity, known as unholy Trinity. Satan the dragon is counterfeit Father, Father God the Father. And the beast is Antichrist, he is counterfeit the Son, God the Son. And the false prophet is counterfeit Holy Spirit. Now, one of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is pointing to the cross, pointing to the Jesus Christ, so that people can worship him and trust him. Just like that. Copy of that, the ministry, is what this false prophet does. What he does is pointing to the Antichrist, to the beast. He is your Messiah. He's pointing to the people, to them, to him. Excuse me. By nature, listen carefully, please. By nature, men have an undeniable religious impulse. They also have an undeniable rebellion against God. People want religion. What about the atheist? To them, atheism is a religion. What about those who believe in evolution? They're sadly mistaken people, but to them, evolution is a religion itself. They want religion, but without God, without one true God from the Word of God. Whether the image was supernaturally engaged or technically somehow hologram or whatever, this one is able to speak and do things. Some of you might think that that cannot be done because he is a false God and it don't have a power. If you read that carefully, power is being given by God. It's been allowed. Jesus said that in the end time, the false prophet would emerge and show the great signs and wonders. He mentioned that in Matthew 24, verse 24. Knowing all this, emphasis on the signs and wonders among the Christians can be frightening. Listen carefully, please. There's some denominations hanging on their everything with the signs and wonders and healing, more than studying the Word of God. And they make fun of us. Calvary Chapel, they have a Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Bible. Because we put so much emphasis in the Word of God. Who wrote this Bible? He used 40 authors to write 66 books, but it's inspired by the Holy Spirit. And in John chapter 1, it is Word itself is Jesus Christ. So we are studying the Jesus Christ. That's why we put so much emphasis on the Word. If you're depending on the signs and wonders, folks, let's say I did something today. If I do the same thing next week, you won't be impressed. To top what I've done this week, I have to do something more following week. If you get all hyped up because of fancy worship, you're expecting more. If you get the same thing, you're not pleased. So to pull out that kinds of fancy things or more spiritual things, more emotional things, I have to generate something more and more. It become out of context, out of biblical, unbiblical things. If you're depending on the signs and wonders and healing power, then you are emotionally, spiritually starving. This is the bread of life. This is the living water. If you are not getting this, You're not getting anything. You will be starved to death spiritually. That's why it is important for you to have that daily devotion. Okay, I'm off the soapbox. About a month ago, FDA, would you put that slide, please? No, not yet. I'm way ahead of myself. Let's go to verse 16. He caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, the free and slave, and to receive the mark of their right hand on the forehead, verse 17, and that no one may buy or sell except the one who has mark or the name of the beast. This is known as mark of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom, that let him who understanding calculate the number of the beast. It is number of the man. His name is 666. And some of you are thinking, oh, I know, I have the formula who this person is Antichrist. If you have the formula, if you come up with that formula, show me. But I can pretty much prove that it can be your name too. Depends on how I twist it. Don't look for that kind of formula, please, folks. Technology gives people the mark able to have electronic funding. If you don't believe me, let me show you that example. See this? See that magnetic strip? That's electronic funding. If I walk into a place with a little piece of plastic card, say, I'm going to pay for this. If I don't have the electronic strip, then people will laugh at me. And they might throw me into the place where my arms are like this all the time, called lunatic asylum. However, this magnetic strip allows me to put the charge on my card, and I promise that I will pay them monthly or whatever. Hopefully you guys pay them monthly. So you can make a living or whatever you have to do. This is part of it. Now we're finding more. Willie, would you put it up, that picture, please? See that, folks? That's the size of a penny. The little guy here on the side, this is microchips called a Berry's chip, generated by the Applied Digital Solution in Florida. It's an actual legitimate company producing this Berry chip microchips. That one has a battery inside. All right. Here's a penny. It's a smaller than this size penny, size of a grain of rice. Okay? This is the size of things that you will find, or smaller. That will be implanted in people's arm. You might say, are you joking me? No. FDA, Food and Drug Administration in America, approved that can be inserted in people's arm. With what? Inside that microchips will contain medical history and far more. What about the battery? Has a battery inside. And it can be recharged with a bioelectrical impulse from your own body. Next slide, please. I don't make this up. This is real. Go into the website. Paying for the drinks with a wave of hands. This is known as Baja Beach Club in Barcelona, Spain. Top is one of the top nightclub. They implant, allowed in people, the VIP, quote-unquote, or beautiful people, whatever they want to call it, those who spend a lot of money, and they allow them the access to the VIP club. They implant in the back of with a syringe and back of their hands. They implant it, and when they walk in to this VIP lounge, they just wave, and the scanner will identify who they are. Not only who they are, what kinds of drink they prefer and their preference, and the credit balance. And you even open the door for them. Do you think that's very far? No, let me give you one more example. I forgot to make the other slide. Some of you guys heard this and read it in the newspaper. In Mexico, Attorney General's office implanted 150 microchips into their officials to give them clearance for the top security area. So when they go in, just go like this. And they can go into the place. And they identify And you might say, what if I cut off that person's hand? Can I just wave it? No, all of a sudden that person's hand loses body temperature and it does not identify. What if I can take that thing off and put it in there? It doesn't work that way either. It has to have the right temperature and identify how that's how it works. And you say, yeah, so what's that got to do with this? You're just making up. Chapter 16, verse 2, please, Revelation. Don't read that thing yet. Listen carefully, please. The scientists who designed the very chip and microchip, this is several generations behind. The original microchips was developed by the scientists and for the animals, so they can track this animal where they are. By the way, this microchip can communicate with the satellite so they know exactly where you are. Sounds kind of spooky, eh? This microchip developed, the scientist was asked, what if the battery leaks? And he said that person will have either sore or boil. Let's read the verse 16, chapter 16, verse 2. So the first went and poured out his bowl, his angel, the God's angel, upon the earth. And the foul and the loathsome, what? Sore came upon the man who had a mark of beast and those who worshipped the image, his image. Do you think I'm joking? God's prophecy is absolutely, phenomenally, profoundly accurate. Let me put it this way, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't have Jesus Christ in your heart as a Savior alone and the Lord now, if the rapture happened right now, you will be left behind. From now, it will be tribulation time. If you survive through the first half of tribulation, you have a choice. Either you're going to receive the mark of beast or you don't have a way to earn your money nor buy anything from the market. You've got to have this mark of the beast. If you have this mark of beast, and when the God's angel pour out his wrath, God's wrath, you will have a sore either on your back of your hand or on your forehead. This is not a threat. This is the fact. You heard that from your parents, right? I'm not threatening you. I'm giving you fact, right? This is from the Father. He's not threatening you. Let's make applications. Number one, just because God does not show his wrath unto those who don't follow him now, that doesn't mean he's winking at their disobedience. God doesn't settle his score by end of the day or by end of the month. Remember this. God's millstone of the wrath turns slowly, but it grinds exceedingly fine. You don't want to be in there. Second application, the sign and the wonders are the side product of following Jesus, not the main course. Don't get into the hype about the signs and wonders. Signs and wonders will follow those who believe, trust in Jesus Christ. Third application, even though the anti-Christian system permeates our world, true believers must not be part of it. We must shun the false worship. We must not get into religion, but to have a life in Christ Jesus. And we may be found faithful to the Lord in these last days. Let's stand up and pray.